Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. We've got Matt Winkler back with us today. He's here to introduce something awesome about HT Insight. Before we get started, Matt, why don't you take a second and introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name is Matt Winkler. I'm a program manager on the HT Insight team. I've been working on the team for about 3 years now, working on making Hadoop awesome in Azure.
So last time you were here, you talked about some of the scenarios around HT Insight. It was well-received videos. It received a lot of hits, a lot of good feedback, just because it was kind of helped people understand, look, here's where we're targeting HT Insight. Today, you're here to talk about something a little more interesting, well, actually, not more interesting, but pretty awesome, right?
Yeah,
so what
yeah.
do you got for us?
Yeah, so we're talking about a new feature that's shipping today. It's going to be in preview. And what we're doing now is we're letting you deploy HT Insight clusters onto Linux.
Sweet.
As well as Windows. And so now you'll get choice when you deploy your cluster to say whether you want that on Windows or Linux.
So when you walk through the wizard, you'll be able to basically say, yep, I want Windows or Linux, and
yep.
you're done.
Yep.
All right, cool. So
yeah, so that's it. That's the video. We're good.
All right, well, thanks for watching. That's right. We'll see you next time. No. All right, so what does this mean for people that are running currently running Windows, Hadoop on Windows, or new people coming in?
Yeah. So it basically, we've been really excited about how the adoption that we've seen with the HD Insight service.
Yeah.
And one of the asks that we've gotten from a lot of customers are customers who are coming to Azure and coming to HD Insight from a background of running Hadoop on Linux.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, are these people that are currently familiar with Hadoop on Linux and they just want to migrate their existing cluster to the cloud?
Yeah, I mean, what we see, you know, when we talked last time about HD Insight, one of the nice things about the service is that we run Hadoop for you.
Right.
And so we deploy it, we maintain it, we'll patch it, we'll patch the OS, we'll wake up at 3 a.m. if something breaks. They like that managed service aspect.
Yep.
Of that.
Huge benefits to that.
And so what we're seeing is people who are, you know, learning about Hadoop, that are learning about it on Linux, they're coming to HD Insight and they're saying, I like this management, but running it on Windows, that's not what I'm used to.
Right.
And so we want to expand the HD Insight service to let those people and those customers have that great managed service
yep.
experience.
That makes sense.
And not let kind of the OS get in the way of that.
Right. And what would be the migrate? Does it make? Is there getting there pretty easy to go from if they got a current Linux Hadoop on Linux on prem? Is it pretty easy to get and migrate that to Azure?
Yeah, and you know, so what we've seen with customers migrating, a lot of times they're higher level artifacts, the Hive scripts, the Pig scripts.
Okay.
That's going to move over
pretty
just
easy.
Fine. But as people try and automate that, they've got management scripts or. You know, that's going to take on a very OS-specific flavor. And
true.
So if they're running that on Linux today, they've got a bunch of bash scripts. And maybe that's just orchestrating, these are the three Hive jobs that I want to run.
Okay.
Or maybe they're doing more. They want to get into the cluster. They want to start some additional services or install some additional software.
Okay.
You know, that they can move that over. You know, it's going to be, we're running on Ubuntu Linux. And so you'll be able to run that there as well.
Is it Ubuntu? Is that the biggest flavor, or the majority of what you saw on prem is people running Hadoop on Linux?
Yeah, you know, we talked with a number of customers, and we talked amongst the team as to what would be the right Linux variant distribution for us to use. And you know, we landed on after talking with some folks landing on Ubuntu.
Okay.
And so we're really excited to be bringing an Azure service out that's running on Linux.
So this is significant. This is basically a huge announcement because I think it doesn't open the floodgates for more adoption of HD Insight, essentially.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like I said, we've been really happy and excited right. about how the service is growing. We think this is going to accelerate that substantially.
Okay, perfect. So what does this mean for current users on-prem, developers, or you know, data science, things like that?
You know, for people who are using Hadoop on-prem today,
okay.
for people who want an easy-to-use, easy-to-deploy, easy-to-manage Hadoop experience, they can walk up to the Azure portal, they can
spin it up,
and they'll get up and running you know, just like we deploy on Windows, we'll get that cluster up and running, and then, you know, Hadoop on.
And so nothing, they're using it on-prem in Linux, so nothing new to learn. It's just there it is. Continue to just migrate your tools over and go.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sweet. All right,
yeah, so okay. Can I show you?
Absolutely, yeah, please,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
The audience is waiting with bated breath.
So what we'll do here, so I'm sitting inside of the Azure portal. Underneath data services, you'll see HD Insight, and what we've added here is the addition of Hadoop on Linux, and it's clearly marked as a preview.
Okay.
In order to get access to this, you do have to go to the preview portal and sign up.
Okay.
Because we run these at a full SLA.
Yep.
We charge you full price for the preview. We don't have an SLA on it, but it's also at 50% off. And so you have to opt into that, and then we'll approve folks into the preview. This is like all of the other previews in Azure.
Yep. Okay.
But once you get in, you know, it's the exact same thing that we see when we deploy on Windows. It's what's the name of the cluster?
Yep.
How big do I want? My password. The difference here, this will apply for both HTTP access as well as SSH access.
Right. Okay.
And then the storage account. And then you'll see down here, we're actually saying, hey, here's the operating system that we're deploying on. If we go into custom create, you'll see something very similar, which is, what is the operating system you want to deploy to?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're not changing HD Insight. We're giving you more choices in terms of what OS you want to deploy to.
Will there be an opportunity further on to say, well, if there's maybe future releases of Ubuntu and things like that, will you support others? Possibly.
We've made the hard step from 1 to 2.
Not to put you on the spot.
So we've got no plans right now.
Okay.
We're pretty excited about this. The customers we've talked with are pretty excited about this.
This is fantastic. This is going to be very well received. So
I'll select this, and then I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Once I deploy that cluster, I'll get it up and running. And we're not really changing a whole lot inside of the management experience.
Right.
There's a couple of things that'll show up here in terms of, hey, this is the OS that's running on here. Here's how you're going to SSH into it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to do cluster name dash SSH Azure HD Insight.net. This is an internal test environment. So.
Yep, okay.
And then you can go ahead and SSH in. The nice thing about this is, now I've got a Linux command shell running remotely in the cluster that I'm accessing from my desktop. And so all of the command line tools that I'm familiar with just work.
Yeah, so that was my comment earlier. All the command line tools that I use on premises will now just point to.
Yeah. Yep. And so if we wanted to start up the Hive console, we type Hive and it'll go ahead.
Yep. Ta-da.
It'll boot up, and then I can start running Hive commands and get that nice interactive Hive authoring. Yeah. I can do that with Pig. The other nice thing that we've seen is being able to take interesting projects that are out there in the Hadoop ecosystem that we're not running in the service.
Mm-hmm.
You can pretty much take those projects, follow the steps on the GitHub page for the project that says, hey, run these 3 scripts to put these bits in different places.
Right.
And then you can get those new components up and running on an HD Insight cluster.
Okay. This is sweet. It's very nice.
The final thing that I want to show here that's a little different on the Linux clusters from the Windows clusters is that on the Linux clusters, we're running Ambari. And so Ambari is an Apache project for management, monitoring.
Kind of a dashboard for...
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, it also does alerting, kind of all of those management functions light up in Ambari, and we've actually got that running. So rather than seeing the cluster dashboard, what you'll actually see here is the Ambari link.
Mm-hmm. So if you actually click on that, does that open the dashboard? Or?
No, this will open up Ambari.
Oh, Ambari. Okay, yeah.
Right.
All right.
And so then I just log in
there,
then I'm good to go.
Right.
And
there you go.
But this is a view of Ambari. So this is really nice. This is a nice view of the different things that are happening on your cluster, from CPU load. You can go in and look at, say, for Yarn in particular, how many containers are running, how are the node managers doing. As your cluster's doing work, this becomes more interesting to see, hey, gosh, I'm full on containers, but I'm only running at 25% memory.
Right.
Right. So okay. I've got headroom in the system in one spot, but I might be CPU bound because you could go look at the CPU as well.
Okay.
So this is going to be really nice for people who want to debug their jobs, optimize their cluster from a performance perspective. The other cool thing about this is that we're able to reliably change configuration. So I can walk up to here and rather than kind of groveling over a bunch of XML documents to say, oh, where do I make this change? All of those are surfaced here.
Right.
Right. And so if we want to go customize, hey, the heap size that the resource manager is going to go use, I can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
And that change is then pushed throughout the system. Ambari is really nice. It knows which services have dependencies on which config values, so it'll recycle those services.
Yep.
Or it'll give you the choice to say, okay, you've made a bunch of config changes. They won't take effect until you restart all the services.
Perfect. Okay. Now, yeah, we saw a little bit of this when Rohit was here a couple weeks ago, but this is great information to know that we now also have this in HT Insight.
Yep.
Right? Now this only works. This only works on the Linux. Currently, the Linux version, correct?
Yeah, this is currently on the Linux clusters.
Okay, cool. And let's go back to the summary. So this is a great way for them to say, hey, if I need to scale up, scale down, if I need to add nodes, remove nodes, like you said, the kind of the performance standpoint, they can go in here get some alerts and say, hey, I need to
Hey, how's the CPU been on the cluster? I can dive in. I can get more detailed information. You know, this is like a lot of management services.
Right.
It comes with a bunch of stock UI out of the box. There's a REST API. There's metric sources underneath that. So you can build customized UIs. You can customize the display that you want to have here. Kind of the most useful views are populated here, but you can, you know, certainly go beyond that.
Okay. This is fantastic. So, just to make sure everybody understands, so this is in preview
today,
right?
Well, today, because it's not really today,
but today. So, if you understood that, that means today. So, and just again to make sure they understand, so you have to sign up for the preview. So it's not just not everybody has immediate access to that. Go sign up for the preview.
Yep.
Get approved for that preview, then it'll show up in your portal.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Perfect. Yep. Awesome, Matt. This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Great. So if they have any questions about this, so it's in preview, but if they need support or have questions,
they can certainly reach out to me. You can find me on Twitter at mwinkle. That's also my email address here. I probably shouldn't say that, but certainly feel free to email me or the team.
We'll beep that out, maybe.
No, it's fine.
We'll put his Twitter handle in the description of the show. People can find it that way.
And then we've got the forums. We've got the if there are things that you'd like to see here, if there are utilities that you expected to be on the nodes or other components that you want to see, you can go to the Azure User Voice and submit the feedback there, the suggestions there. You know, we'd love to hear from you and figure out how we can make this great for you.
Yeah, this is a great forum to get feedback to Matt about exactly that. So, all right, Matt, thanks for coming.
Yeah,
this is fantastic,
great.
And look forward to having you back again. Everybody. Sign up for the preview, start playing. Matt would appreciate that. And we'll see you next time.
All right, thanks.